May the dear Lord help me to say just a few words from Psalms 37 and the 23rd verse. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps. The dear Lord says, I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. This will I do for them. Is the Lord leading you, friends? Or are you leading yourselves? Has the Lord taken you in hand? As a living reality, taken you in hand and leading you? I will instruct. Yes, friends, from the moment he begins with you, I will instruct and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. But you know it's a sanctified heart. It's a heart made willing. It's not the same heart that you were born with. The steps. What do you cry out? Hold up my goings in thy paths, Lord, that my feet slip not, that my footsteps slip not. Now the Lord deals with his people, as we all know, and he doesn't give an account to any. He's answerable to none, what he does with us. He's answerable to none where he leads us. He's answerable to none for each of the footsteps that he leads us in. It's one thing that we say that we're being led by God. It's another thing to be led by him, friends. Two things. We can say we're being led by him and go our own way. If he leads us, you won't say a lot about it. You won't. You'll gently hold his hand and let him lead you. You will. The steps. Are we in the steps? The Lord gives his people one step at a time. Doesn't give them any more than that because he knows it'll crush us. He remembers that we're dust and that we've only got a frail frame. So we just do it gently with us. Think of what we actually deserve, friend. We deserve all our steps to be placed upon us at once. But he doesn't do that, does he? No. Because he is, as I said in prayer, sympathising, compassionate with us. And he knows just what we can bear. He knows just how much to lay upon us each. Step by step. Help by help. Encouragement by encouragement, strength by strength. They go from strength to strength, every one of them appearing in Zion, the steps of a good man. You know, if you're found in some of these things and the Lord is leading you, and you hope and pray he's leading you, you'll realise more and more that his thoughts are not your thoughts. Nor his ways your ways. As high as the heaven is from the earth, so are my ways, says the Almighty, than your ways. Wouldn't you have chosen a different path? Wouldn't you have chosen a different step? And he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. The steps of a good man. A good man. We can't come in there, can we? But we know one who can, on our behalf. We know one who can, who stands for us. We know his name, don't we? We know this glorious person to stand before the throne for you and I, the steps of a good man. Does he walk up and down in your heart? I know he walks up and down in this congregation. I know he walks up and down these aisles. I know he does. Has he stopped at your pew? Has he stopped at your heart? the steps of a good man. It's a lovely experience for a child of God. It really is. Now, we will, in these steps, we will tread so cautiously, even naturally, we tread cautiously, don't we? So that we don't slip or slide. And the more experienced you are, the more careful you tread, don't you? You see the young children running along, they don't realise, do they, that they could go over at any moment. Isn't that like it in grace? When you start out, you think you're going to run all the way, don't you? But then you start slowing down, don't you? You realise the dangers. You realise what could happen and how carefully you tread, don't you? Laying these steps before the Lord. You know, the Lord does give his people feet like hinds' feet. And I was thinking of this. We were down on holiday down the West Country and we took this little windy path and all of a sudden we came out to this cliff and right on the edge of the cliff were standing some wild goats. They had no fear at all. And they were bounding from rock to rock right on the face. And I just stood watching them amazed. One slip, friends, and they'd be gone. But they didn't see it. Oh, child of God, if the Lord's leading you, you'll see the dangers. You'll see these things. They were right on the edge. And I was looking for a sheep. And there wasn't one there. And we went round the corner and there in a little flock in the field was a group of sheep. And I thought, how beautiful. They're nowhere near the edge. They're inland, feeding on the pasture, the steps of a good man. This is where you and I need to be, led into the pastures, the green pastures that the Lord leads his people into. Why the goats have to go down onto the cliff face to try and find some pasture when there's fields of it. But that teaches us what our heart is like. Oh, these steps of a good man. You know, as we think about this, that dear man that was by the pool of Bethesda, wasn't he, for 38 years. He couldn't take one step. He had laid there for 38 years, friends. What did he need? He needed a good man to come and help him, didn't he? What about you? You've been laying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years and you can't move. You need Jesus to come and help you. You know, the man didn't even have to make the step, did he, down in? Isn't that like you and me sometimes? That one step seems too great, doesn't it? You think, I can't do it, Lord. I can't do that step. And you stay waiting and waiting and waiting, don't you? And you think, I'm not going to do that step, the old nature says. Every time I go to step down, someone else goes in front of me. Every time. And I'm left waiting. But he didn't wait in vain. You know, I don't believe there's one gospel waiter that will ever wait in vain. Never. You'll wait. The Lord will make you wait. But he won't disappoint you. Never. If you're waiting for him, keep waiting, friends. And many of you have proved it, haven't you, over the years. He does come. Sometimes it's at evening late. Sometimes it's right at the last minute. But he comes. And he doesn't disappoint his people ever. Never. That man, after 38 years, was as happy as those that had just come and gone down into the water. He was as happy because he had his healing. And he didn't blame the Lord that he took so long. See the difference in our nature. Our poor old nature blames the Lord. He's taking so long. Why didn't he appear for me last year? When he comes, you never blame him, friends. Never. When he comes, he's got such a power with him. He's got such an attraction and a persuasion in your heart that you'll never blame him. Oh, the steps of a good man. Well, Jesus came with the disciples, didn't he? And he constrained them to get into the ship. Does that mean they didn't want to get in, friends? When you're constrained to do something, it doesn't mean that you would do it automatically, does it? He constrained them to get into the ship and to go across onto the other side. And they did it. They did it because they obeyed him. They did it because they loved him. They did it because they were willing, made willing, to get into the ship. And what happened? Trouble came. Isn't that like it with you and I sometimes? The Lord commands you to do something, and the moment you step into it, there's trouble. He didn't say there wouldn't be. He didn't. He didn't promise no trouble at all, did he? He said tribulation. In this world you shall have tribulation. But listen to glory's voice, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, they were constrained to get into the ship, the steps of a good man, and they were some good men there, weren't they? In Christ, those believers, those dear disciples, and they stepped into the ship, didn't they? It wasn't long before they were crying out, was it? It wasn't long, friends, before they needed him again. And it was on different occasions, wasn't it? Once he was laying asleep in the hinder part, and they woke him up, and another time he came to them, and what did he say? He went to pass by, didn't he? They thought he was going to... He said, it is I. It is I. Be not afraid. What I'm coming to, friends, if the steps that the Lord's leading you into, it might not look right. You might have problems. You might have those things that are coming. You might have those things that are going to crush you. You might have those things sometimes that overwhelm you at night, don't they? Listen, if the steps are of a good man, be not afraid. It is I. It is I. What a thought, isn't it? If in one of our steps we hear that lovely voice, it is I. You know your steps are right then, don't you, friends? Well, if our steps are not being ordered by the Lord, friends, we're in a most solemn place. And we can't all lay claim to this verse. My heart goes out, and I hope and pray, even right down to the youngest, we could lay claim to this verse, but I know we can't. Not everybody. There are those that are walking in the sparks of their own kindling. There are those that the Lord is not leading, and they're clouds without water. They are trees whose fruit withereth. The root dries up. Just because it's in the Bible, friends, it doesn't mean to say it's ours. Does it? We've grown up knowing the scriptures, haven't we? We can learn them off pat, can't we? We can gather them up and take them home and think they're ours, but they're not. Unless the Lord give it to you. Unless the Lord is in your steps, friends. And there's a proving of it, that's the thing. It's a proving the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. How many of us, and I do point the finger at myself, friends, how many of us take a step? Was the Lord in it? A good man. Steps of a good man. Think of it. Where do we come in these things? Because you know, friends, if we're not, we're enemies to God. You might not think you are, but if your steps are not being ordered by him, you're an enemy to God. You're an enemy to the cross of Christ. You think, you're the same as those that watched him and railed on him. An enemy. And it comes right down to this, if your steps are not being ordered by the Lord. It's solemn, isn't it? It's a lovely verse. It's a beautiful verse. But there's two sides to it. Our steps... ordered, our steps not ordered. But I believe this will give you and I constant exercise to know whether our steps are being ordered by the Lord. You know, dear Paul, he said to Timothy, didn't he? He said, flee everything else but godliness. Flee it. Go after faith, love and patience. I ask you a question, friends. Where were your steps the first thing you woke up this morning when you became conscious? Where did your steps lead you? to self or to the throne of grace? It's something to measure up to, isn't it? The moment we wake up, are we at the throne of grace already? Steps of a good man. Order my steps today, Lord. So often we wake up, don't we, and it's self, isn't it? Self, all the time. I would put down self, friends. I really would lay self so low, knowing just a little of the dear Redeemer, the good man. Because he doesn't have to lead us. It's out of his own glorious, boundless love that he leads his people. We don't deserve it. Not at all. You don't deserve, and I don't deserve, one step to be led of God. So when you are, put the crown on his head, friend. Remember, do remember him when he does lead you. Oh, the precious steps of the flock. You know, that was such a beautiful verse, wasn't it, that we just sung. The footsteps of him. You know, that if you and I have the steps of a good man, you'll be following somebody. You'll actually see and trace him in your pathway. You'll see his footsteps. You won't necessarily see him. Because we read this, we sing this, don't we? God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He hides the purposes, doesn't he? He rides upon the storm. He places his feet upon the sea. People don't see him. Faith lays hold upon him. Faith traces him. Faith can see where he's been. And faith follows him. In our steps, and this is what you and I need, you know, as dear Ruth come up out of Moab, she was following something, wasn't she? And I love what she said. I know you know it very well here. Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. She was speaking to Naomi. But friends, does your heart speak to the dear Lord Jesus like that? Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. Let me follow those footsteps whithersoever thou goest, and where thou diest, I die the same place. Don't let me return. Don't let me go back to my old ways. Don't let me go back to my old steps. Lord, lead on. Lead on. Step by step, Lord. Lovely thought if we are being led, friends. Isn't it? Now, there's nothing in nature, there's nothing in the creature that can put ourselves into the steps of a good man. Nothing at all. In the day and age in which we live, it's almost like we've turned it all round and man now can become equal with God and they can accept Jesus, they can place their feet where he's been, and you see it more and more, don't you? Friends, there's nothing in the creature. Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing of you and I that can put ourselves into these steps. But you know, if you are in them, the devil will be hard at you. He will. And that's an evidence that the Lord's leading you step by step if the devil's hard at you. And he goes about as a roaring lion. You know the text, don't you? Seeking whom he may devour. But friends, he used sinners and he used saints. And he uses every single means he can to try and get you out of the steps of the Lord. And sometimes the wicked one is so subtle that you don't even recognise it. Sometimes he's so subtle that you think it's the Lord's work. Oh, don't we have to be careful? The steps of a good man. All ordered. Ordered. You know, we have those providential steps, don't we? We have those steps that, well, you and I do, don't we? Where you, it's looking back, isn't it? When you're in something, it's very hard to discern the Lord's work and word and footsteps, isn't it? It's very hard to discern him. The dear old saints of old were exactly the same. They were the same as you and I. But as they went on and they looked back, they could discern that the Lord was in that and brought me through it. But you know, when we're in it, we don't even know whether we're going to take the next step, do we? We don't even know where the next step's going. And we don't know what way it's going, what angle it's going. But we know we've got to take another step. You know, the child of God lives so different to the world. Trembling and fearing, lest we should step wrong. You think to take a step and Jesus not in it. Mercy is, he brings us back. The mercy is, he put us back into the right path if we do go wrong. But we don't want to go wrong in the beginning, do we? We want to be right, don't we? Every step we take, we need to know that the Lord's leading us. Oh, that's just providential things, isn't it? Buying and selling and moving and whatever it might be. Do you seek the Lord in it, or do you think he doesn't need to know this? A hymn writer says, my life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. He didn't say, well, I won't take this to him because he doesn't need to know this. That's your heart and mine. I'll do this because I feel like doing it. That's your heart and mine, friends. The child of God falls at his feet on the smallest thing. The very smallest thing. You know, sometimes when I can't open something, I beg of the Lord that he'd open it for me. And it's not long before he does open it. Right down to the smallest, friends. Those simple things in life that you and I come across. A little step. And it's to prove to us, it's to prove to us each that he's with us. In whatever it might be. And you have your small things, don't you? You have your large things, I know. But there are those small things, aren't there? Where you really need him. You wouldn't even go and ask a neighbour to help you, would you? Some of the things you ask God to help you with. It's a lovely thing, isn't it? That he don't go and tell the neighbour what you've just asked. No. He does it for you. That's the thing. A brother born for adversity. A friend loveth at all times. Oh, those simple prayers of his people. You know, when I look at my heart sometimes, I wouldn't speak of self, but those simple prayers I put up, I wonder whether the Lord's people even pray them. I wonder whether they even pray. I'd like to know some of the prayers that the people of God put up in such a simple way that he answers. I think to myself, I must be the only one on the planet asking God to do these things. But I know I can't be because he answers me. So I know he's answering his people. The steps of a good man. They're ordered. Ordered. What a thing, isn't it? But then we come to grace. We come to irresistible, glorious, attractive grace. That which is wrought in the heart by the Holy Spirit on earth. It's got to be done here. The work is here, friends. It's not in glory. That's a place for worship. That's a place for praise and thanksgiving. The work of grace is here below. And when the Lord brings us to see it, what he's wrought in our hearts, the steps of grace. You know, you look at the people of God, don't you, and you wonder how they've got through. And I do, especially some of the old, dear old ministers, and dear old saints, I look at them and I really wonder. I wonder how they get through from week to week. And all I can come up with, the Lord keeps saying, it's grace. It's grace. It's grace. Because there's nothing in themselves to get them through but grace. Oh, it's a charming sound, isn't it? It really is a charming sound, friend. Grace. I can see why the dear old prophet said, they shall bring forth the headstone. Crying grace, grace unto it. Every one of them crying grace, grace unto it. Because that's what got them through. They got them through the steps. Here below. Grace. And you're not what you were, are you? When you look back at the steps the Lord's helped you to take in grace. Hasn't he helped you? Hasn't he? You know, we have those things to endure, don't we? Steps to endure, the Lord helps his people through. Persevering steps, the Lord helps us through. Determination, determined not to know anything among men, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And the rest of all the other stuff.
No, he didn't say that, did he?
He didn't say all that other stuff, did he? You know what I mean. No, he said determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. How many of us can come in there? You know, at work a few years ago, I was watching this little spider. How have your prayers changed over the years? As grace has worked on your heart, have your prayers changed? Have you changed? Are you a new creature in Christ? I'm speaking to myself, friends. Well, I used to watch this little spider. And he started to spin his web. He was only in a little cupboard. Why he went in there, I don't know. Why do you get into some of the places you get into, friends? But he went in there and he put out the four runners to hold the web. And then he started spinning. And he went from the outside right to the inside. And I thought, yeah, that's like my prayers. They started out big, friends. And so they did with you, didn't they? When the Lord began with you, you could pray, couldn't you? You could pray lists, couldn't you? You could pray so much before him, couldn't you? You had that big circle, as it is, going around the outside. But then as grace worked in your heart, what happened? The circle got smaller, didn't it? Not so many words now in prayer, is there? And what happens now when the Lord really squeezes your heart by grace? You come to the centre, don't you? There's not much web in the centre. There's not. Just a few cries. Just one or two cries, friends, from the heart being squeezed. But the beauty of it is that I saw that centre is connected to the four outside runners. Your little prayers, your little cries for Lord help me, or whatever you say to him, however you cry, sometimes it's not even a word, is it? It's just a groan, isn't it? That little groan is connected to those runners that go right outside and they go right up into glory. And I saw such a beauty in that. And I was so pleased to see that little spider. And you know, I was working in a place where it wasn't very nice and that little thing became my friend. I used to go in and see him. And he was still there, he was waiting. And I learnt patience by that little thing because I kept watching him. I thought there's no flies coming in here. He waited. He waited. And he waited. It wasn't long before the Lord provided him one. The same with you and me, friends. If you're waiting in Zion, keep waiting. You might think, well, there's no... The Lord will never answer me. He answers the smallest creature on earth. He does. And he'll answer his people. If he can overlook a spider, he can overlook you. If he can't overlook a spider, friend, he won't ever overlook you. No. He provides for them all. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And when we look at this, it's a walking with the dear Redeemer, isn't it? It's a walking with him. There's a lovely text, I tried to speak from it recently at Staplehurst. Can two walk together except they be agreed? You think of that. The steps of the child of God and the steps of the good man walking together. Closely, closely. You know in a yoke, don't you? Where they yoke the oxen, there's always the leader of the oxen. I used to think that they just put the yoke on the oxen and then they just walked off down the furrow, but it's not like that. It's not. There's always a leader. There's always one that's more experienced on one side. So if you put a young one with the older one, she'll soon train him. Oh, she will, or he will. They soon train him. They soon make him walk in the furrow. They soon keep them steady. They don't start kicking against the yoke because the older one just keeps them steady. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Now, if he's in one side and you're in the other, the steps of a good man will be leading you in the furrow. Oh, it will. Oh, it's a It's a lovely thought, isn't it? If you and I can be found in this word, in Christ, that's the thing, isn't it? In him. And just a few of these steps, there's so many in Scripture, isn't there? There's so many stairways in Scripture, friends. There's so many ladders, but they all go upwards. They don't go downwards. You and I go down. This glorious book goes up all the time. And I was thinking of the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. The dear Redeemer, he stood up and he opened his mouth and he taught them step by step, step by step. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the peacemakers. Where was he leading them, friends? Step by step. And he was leading them, and he finishes it with this. Theirs is the kingdom. The next step into glory. Steps of a good man. This is what you and I need to be found in, don't we? Even those simple words, I say they're simple, there's a profound depth. But to the natural mind, that where the dear Lord led the blessed people on, and he steps them straight into glory. Oh, what a good man. But then I think of Ahimaaz, the one that tried to go without information, and how deceived the king was, wasn't he? King David. This man, he wanted to go and tell the king about what had happened to Absalom, and he didn't know anything. Didn't know anything. And he kept on at Joab, and he said, send me, I've got tidings, send me. And he said, no, not today, not today. And Joab chose Cushai, didn't he? And he chose him and he said, go to the king and tell him what you've seen. Well, this man knew what had happened to Absalom. And he ran. He ran. He had tidings. He must run to the king and tell him about his son. Well, the other man wanted to go. And he pestered and pestered and pestered. And he said, go. Didn't have anything. Didn't know what he was saying. And the king looks out, doesn't he? He says, I see a man running. And he says his name. He says he's a good man. He'd overtaken Cushai with the tidings. And he was running for all he was worth to the king. And he came to the king first. And the king asked him what the tidings were. He didn't know. He said, stand by me. The other man came in. Why do you think he was running slower? Why do you think he waited to be sent? Because he had the burden on his heart, friend. He'd actually seen what had happened to Absalom. And he knew it would break the king's heart. And he was sad to go. And he came in and told David exactly what had happened. Oh, how David, even the King David was deceived in those two men. You and I need to know, friends. We need to know. It's not just English words. We need to know from heaven that our steps are being ordered by the Lord. Every single one of them. A good man will be separate from the world. A good man will obey the Lord. A good man will follow the Lord wherever he goes. A good man. Ah, we can't measure up to it, can we? A good man knows the Redeemer. A good man, and you can fill in the rest, can't you, friends? I could go through many things, but it is the good man in your heart. Now, it's not the steps. It's not the good steps of a man. It's not the good steps of a man, friends. It's the steps of a good man. There's a difference. Sometimes you and I take a step and we think that was a good step. So please the Lord led me that way. It's not like that at all, is it? Sometimes we have a step and we think, I wonder why the Lord led me that way. I must be completely wrong in everything. Everything seems to come up in front of you, doesn't it? And you think, I can't be a child of God. The steps of a good man. That's the difference. Because if the Lord is in it, and so often we do feel, don't we, that the Lord has left us to take our own steps. The Lord has left us to go our own way. The Lord isn't leading us anymore. What are we going to do? It might not suit your flesh, but it'll suit faith. It'll suit your spirit, friends. It will. And I believe before long, when you and I take these steps, we might have those fears at the beginning. But we take these steps by faith, don't we? And we go in them. And how many times have you taken a step and thought, the Lord's not in this. What am I going to do? And a little bit down the way, you see that he was in it. And how do you praise him then? Oh, you rejoice in his name, don't you? Because you would have been so different, wouldn't you? You would have said, no, I've got to go in the way that looks rosy. I've got to go in the way that there's no thorns. I've got to go in the way where I can see everything clear. It's not like that at all, friends. Sometimes when it's dark, you can't see anything. When there's a mist in front of you and you can't even see your own hand and you think, is the Lord here? You get beyond the mist and see him. The steps of a good man are being ordered by the Lord. Well, the dear saints of old, dear Enoch, he was one, wasn't he? He walked with God. And he walked with him. He lived for 365 years. And think how many years he walked with God. He had that testimony that he pleased God. What a testimony that must have been, mustn't it? Well, it still is today, isn't it? But he was walking with God. You think of the intimacy. You think of the love, of the tenderness. You think of the words they exchanged. You know, with a husband or wife or best friend, whoever it might be, sometimes there's such lovely words, isn't there? Such intimate words. Such words that pull at your heart, don't they? Such words that make you smile. Such words that make you cry. Such words that make you rejoice. Such words that make you sad. Enoch walked with God. Think, friends, of the beauty of that conversation. Think of what God was telling him. And Enoch was not, for God took him. He translated him. You know, the dear man was out walking with God. He never came home. He went home. He went straight to glory. What a thought that is, isn't it? Enoch. But he was a godly man. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. His steps were ordered the same as you and I. He was a man of like passions as you and I. Noah, well known for building the ark, isn't he? Well known. Everybody knows Noah built the ark. How many know he walked with God? Shouldn't that be uppermost? He walked with God. God spoke to him. He spoke to God. He felt his presence. He knew him. You know, dear Isaiah says that lovely word, doesn't he? Thinking of this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Steps of a good man. When thou passest, I will be with thee. And the rivers, they shall not overflow thee, the steps. And when thou passest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Think of it. Why? Because I am with thee. I am with thee. All these steps of this good man being ordered, friends. You know, Zacharias and Elizabeth, they walked in the ordinances of God blameless, didn't they? Blameless. Because their steps were ordered. Everything being ordered by God. All of it. You think in your life, and when you look back and you look forward, poor creatures, we do try and look forward. We can't see, but faith looks forward. And to think that everything is ordered. You know, in my heart, and I know in yours, sometimes we think it's all gone wrong. A whole lot's gone wrong. this wasn't how it's meant to happen. This wasn't supposed to happen. It's all gone wrong. It hasn't gone wrong, has it? Not if we continually come back to this word, ordered, ordered. Well, the dear hymn writer says, doesn't he? He that took me from the womb shall take me to the tomb. All my times shall ever be ordered by his wise decree. You know, we need a soft heart to understand this. If you and I just have it in the head, friends, we're so rebellious. We're so hard-hearted. But oh, to have a soft heart and to realise that he ordered it all before we were born. And in time there's a fulfilment of it. In time these things are being fulfilled and you and I are walking them out. You and I are found in these steps because he ordered it. That's why. That's the only reason. If he hadn't ordered it, you won't be found in it. If he's ordered it, you'll be found there. The ordinances of his house. This and that and the other. All of them. Ordered by God. You think, I often think to myself that back in eternity, if you can go back in eternity, and I know eternity is completely different to time, but the way we think of it, back in eternity, God ordered for every one of his people. It wasn't like a mass ordering. Individually, the heart, the eternal heart of God individually ordered the path of his people. You think just those steps of Esther when she had to go and see the king, and Mordecai says to her, doesn't he? He says, who knoweth that thou hast not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Esther was found in the right place at the right time to take the right step to go into the king to save the whole nation of the Jews. Is that being ordered, friends? What about your life and my life? Come right down to it. Ordered. We must give him the glory, mustn't we? If he ordered it. If he ordered it, friends. You and I try and change it, don't we? How many things have you tried to change in your life and it hasn't worked out, has it? And then you've given it over to the Lord by faith and he's worked it out for you, hasn't he? Because it's ordered. We can rebel, we can kick against him, but he'll teach you. He will. He'll bring you to his feet. He'll show you that it's ordered for you and he's not changing it. He won't change it. All the tears you cry and all the prayers you put up, and all the words you say to him, he won't change it for you. He won't. He's in one eternal mind. He ordered it for your good and mine. And he'll perform it. Everything in order is ordered to perform. Well, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. There's so many things in this ordering, isn't there, the Lord? But he delights in his way. He delights in it. Ah. That's hard for the flesh, isn't it? To delight in some of the things that the Lord gives us. But he delights in his way because he sees a precious Christ there. And who delighted in his way? You know, from Bethlehem to Calvary, the dear Redeemer delighted in his way. Why? Why would he delight in such a way? Because he loved the people and he was taking them home to glory and he delighted to do the will of his Father. He delighted to do it. In everything, the dear Redeemer's heart was delighting to do it. Well, I'll have to leave because of the time, but just this one thought. The same with Esther, Mordecai, Haman, and the king. And the king said, what shall be done unto the man to whom the king delighteth to honour? Steps of a good man. Mordecai was out of sight. Mordecai kept at the gate, didn't he? He didn't go any further than the gate. You think how humble he was, friends. Stayed there. What should be done to the man to whom the king delighted to honour? The next thing they saw Mordecai was riding round being led by Haman on the king's horse. That's having the steps orders, isn't it? And now, he wasn't a proud man on the horse, friends. He was the most humble man in that town. It wasn't a place he wanted to be on, the horse. He didn't want to be seen. He didn't want all the show. He didn't want that. He wanted God to have the glory. And God honoured him in it. Remember that word. They that honour me, I will honour. Steps of a good man. Delighteth. Delighteth. I'll leave it with you. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Oh, may we be amongst those that delight in the way, friends. Delight all the way. That's the thing, isn't it? All the way home. And you will if he's with you. Oh, you will. I know there's times when you don't feel he's with you. There's times when you feel so far off, isn't there? There's times when your heart's so hard, but that's nothing to do with him. That's to do with you. That's all to do with you. He delighteth in his way. May the dear Lord forgive anything that's been said amiss. Amen.